Kaiser back on second down, 15. Plenty of time. Throws down the middle. There's Duvall at the 10, at the 5, and he falls down at the 1 yard line. It's a 35-yard beautiful throw.
All right, Coach, here we are. We're going to take a look at a big play in that third quarter where the Browns offense really was clicking on all cylinders. Second and 15, what were you trying to accomplish here on this play?
Well, I think we went in, you know, we started out the second half trying to mix to get down the field, was able to hit some runs, and I knew the play before I got in Tiger personnel and ran an inside zone. I was trying to get a feel for their coverage, trying to see where the defensive coordinator would go next. I thought he would play some form of shell coverage or single high. So we went to our four vertical package and got in Tiger personnel and was able to get Seth isolated down the backside seam because David's running out in the jungle. David needs to get just a little wider. I want him a little wider outside here. So, again, it was a heck of a throw by Deshaun. Really good read. It all starts with our offensive line up top. But, boy, what pinpoint accuracy right there to put the ball right on Seth's face.
This, to me, is my favorite throw of the year from Deshaun Kaiser. And I'll tell you what, in the past, I don't think he throws this ball. I think he sits there, and he puts it in a pretty tight window because maybe he's worried about this guy peeling off. But I thought this was a throw that really showed a lot of the growth of Deshaun Kaiser.
There's no question. This is one of the throws that I would rank up there very high for him as well. Again, I hope he has some more as we keep going. But again, it shows him standing in the pocket, being in real compact, standing back there and getting ready to deliver this ball and putting it in a great spot for Seth so he can make a huge play.
Almost gets in, and then, of course, the Browns sneak it in just a few plays later for the touchdown. When we look at it from the end zone view here, you talked about the line. Obviously, Spencer Durango's come and done a very good job, and when you go four verticals, you need some time to get the ball
absolutely
down the field.
Absolutely, you do. So, again, it starts with Seth and Joel, JC and Kevin and Sean. As you can see, those guys do a great job. There's a one-on-one block with Spencer. There's a one-on-one block with Joel. There's two guys on Spence right there between JC and Kevin. As you see, Sean with a one-on-one block. So that gives us a chance to make it happen. He stands in there and delivers the ball. And again, we make a huge play there.
All right, and hopefully more huge plays to come. And we'll have more of the Hugh Jackson show to come for you right after this.